broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the network refused to use, no doubt, continues now. This is Hour 2 at 2. This is the broadcast for June the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Our goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. All right, Kurt, there's a bunch of headlines relating to climate change in the news. It's a big discussion right now, isn't it?
It seems like it's around, yeah, Sam.
You know what my question is? Who drives that? Who decides that's going to be the, you know, master topic in the media, so to speak? In other words, hey, we're going to just make this a big wave, a surge of focus. Pardon the climate change pun. The wave, the surge, the tsunami, the tornado, the hurricane of whatever. Okay, who decides that? It's worth talking about, but ABC got scorched for wrong climate predictions, Kurt. It illustrates just how fear-mongering the climate change crowd really is. Joe Kovacs with a great piece in WND.com highlighting this, Kurt. It was a great, great, great story. But he's one in a few who are willing to speak out about this. We are, WND.com is. There's a few people, but very, very few. The majority of the news, not counting this article, is stacked with just all kinds of bogus information. So ABC News scorched for wrong climate predictions illustrates just how fear-mongering the entire climate change cloud really is. Joe Kovacs, WND, great story. And it goes on and talks about how ABC literally promoted this. I mean, it was almost going to be just death and disaster. It's like an AOC discussion. The sky is falling. The world's melting down. I mean, you're not even going to be on the planet in a few years, Kurt. It's Al Gore-ish big time. Well, now you go to the mainstream press, and they're talking about a totally different focus. Headline says Bloomberg promises $500 million to help close every coal plant in the United States. Did you see this, Kurt? $500 million.
No, I didn't, Sam.
Yeah, Bloomberg is just doubling down. Stories by Lisa Friedman, Washington, Michael R. Bloomberg, the former mayor of New York City, believes we're just in serious trouble. He's got $500 million for his new campaign to close every coal-fired power plant in the United States of America and halt the growth of natural gas usage as well. It's called Beyond Carbon, Kurt. And he wants to eliminate coal by focusing on state and local governments. The effort, they say, will bypass Washington, they say, where the effort stalled because of a divided Congress and a president who denies the established science of climate change. See, this is where the lie gets perpetuated, Kurt. Denies the establishment science fact of climate change. Do you want to respond to that first, Kurt?
Well, that's a lie, Sam.
He says Mother Nature's not waiting on our political calendar, Kirk. And neither can we.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in other words, hey, don't let the facts get in the way. We've got to move forward, you know. I mean, and that's what you see so many times with these guys. I mean, you know, it's their way or the highway, and no tolerance for, you know, people that don't believe the same way they do, you know.
Now,
it's a religion almost, it seems like to me.
They say that, Kurt, there's a ton of capacity of coal power plants that have already closed. More than 280 coal plants in the United States, representing about 40% of coal usage, and the generating capacity in the United States have closed or announced closed since 2010. Wow. This new campaign aims to shut down the remaining 241 plants in the country by 2030. They say the plan comes as global warming is taking a more prominent role in the 2020 elections and discussions. Bloomberg's plan will increase pressure on politicians and will attack their specific anti-admitting the truth on climate change positions. They're working on reaching, quote, net zero emissions by 2050, Kurt. And this is another part of the lie, this net zero stuff. You understand what net zero means, don't you, Kurt?
No, I couldn't really tell you
exactly.
All right,
I'll talk to you like this. Let's say that Sam's poor and Kurt's rich. And Sam needs to pollute and Kurt needs to pollute the same amount. And Sam doesn't have the money, so Sam is an enemy. Kurt, on the other hand, pays a bunch of cash. And that cash gets him carbon credits. And those carbon credits means that because he paid the cash, Kurt's at zero emissions and Sam's at massive emissions. Okay, so it's a big old lie. It's a game played to where it allows those who have money and or, quote, clout. Clout meaning government authority or special privilege or whatever else. Then they can pretend they're zero emissions with their lies and their manipulation. It's almost like, you know, paying cash to get rid of sin, Kurt. Right? Anyway, that's
makes
the battle.
To me. Mm-hmm.
And they say that people will have 100% renewable electricity, Kurt, if we keep this up. That means every major public utility in the United States will have to go, quote, clean, they say.
Yeah.
Now, they got to really make sure that natural gas doesn't fill the void of coal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they say natural gas is referred to as a, quote, bridge fuel, Kurt. Now,
bridge fuel.
Yes.
Bridge fuel?
Yes.
Oh, so it's one they're going
to
use as
to
they
build
get
bridges,
to the
yes.
real thing, to the real Shangri-La. Not to build bridges, but to move to that one.
I'm just joking about building bridges. But yeah, they're just saying it's a temporary kind of a bridge fuel.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it goes on and on and on. And a big, big study. Now listen, they say that, believe it or not, coal is still the majority of our fuel that meets our demand. Natural gas currently meets 28% of it. 11%, they say, comes from renewable sources. They say Mr. Bloomberg's campaign is a, quote, tall order. Replacing the current coal capacity with wind and solar power, Kurt, you know how much it could cost?
Well, there's no, I mean, you don't even consider that, Sam.
Well, their guess is $1 trillion.
Saving the world, and so anything is too, I mean, nothing is too much, Sam, you know.
So all I'm telling you is, like it or not, agree with it or not, they're telling you science about, you know, climate change or global warming or global cooling or whatever word you want to use, extreme weather, whatever term you use to describe this environmental manipulation. They want you to believe it's established science. And anybody who doesn't agree with their established, quote, facts is a denier, is hostile, is evil.
I'll tell you
is hate-filled,
that's
is bigoted.
Even worse about it.
Yes, sir.
If you're one of these crazy people that says that, look, because we have gone away from God's commandments, we're reaping the whirlwind, you know. In other words, we get these things because of the wrath of God when we kill babies, etc. Then, you know, I mean, you're just way even farther away from off the map. You know what I mean, Sam?
Absolutely.
Because you, yeah.
Now, I don't even know how to respond to all this climate change discussion, but we're being literally dismissed from the table of discussion because we're deniers, Kurt. We're the enemy. And see, I don't believe in the so-called science they lay down as demonstrated facts. Let me give you an example. Let's just take a solar panel. How much environmental damage does it cost to create a solar panel, Kurt? Do you have any idea?
Well, the key thing that you have to remember there is it's created over in China, and see, their air stays there. See,
what are you talking about, man? Wherever I go, the wind blows, buddy. Remember, that's the new future fuel.
But we don't need to bring that up, and then the fact that, hey, there's slave labor and all that other stuff, you know. You
hey, now, I go and either, visit those know? Plants and make sure they're okay, buddy.
Of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these are the lies. These are the, what do you call them, Kurt? Uncomfortable truths they don't want to talk about or admit to or whatever?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know how to have these discussions if we're just going to take every logical common sense point off the table. But when this guy puts $500 million in his seed money, we're in trouble, folks. Because money talks. And manipulation happens. And unless Donald Trump's going to stand up a whole lot more bold than he is now, and unless there's going to be people like me and you and others that just simply give enough pushback to stop this immorality, this dishonesty, I don't know what's going to be done. But when you look at a solar panel, let me just ask these climate environmental wackos a question. Can I just take my bad solar panel and just throw it in the trash, Kurt?
Well, Sam, I mean, that would be hurting the earth.
Why would it be doing that? It's clean, buddy.
I know, and they say, oh, it's so terrible to put it back in the earth. And then I like to ask them, well, where did it come from? Because as far as I know, everything here on the earth, except for those little moon rocks that they brought, came from the
earth. Wait a minute, how do you know there was moon rocks, man?
Yeah, good point.
I'm just telling you, it's crazy town. Well, don't worry, Canada's getting crazier. And you would say, well, I'm glad it's our neighbors to the north, not us. It's coming to a theater, a global warming theater near you. I'll tell you about it in seconds.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Kurt, do you know who Justin Trudeau is?
I think he's the leader up in Canada, if I remember right.
He's the prime minister, buddy.
Yeah, one of the big shots.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, quote, Canada will ban single-use plastics as early as 2021, Kurt. Now, you're familiar with single-use plastics, aren't you, Kurt?
I guess that's where you use it one time and chuck it, right?
Yes, sir. Except for those people that use it more than once. I guess they say they're going to use science, Kurt, to determine which items will be included in the ban. Mm-hmm. But it likely will be water bottles, plastic bags, and straws, Kurt. Now, just so you know, the Canadian government, Kurt, is drawing, quote, inspiration from the EU's parliament, which voted overwhelmingly in March for a wide-ranging ban on single-use plastics. Okay, the problem is these plastics end up in waterways and fields, Kurt. Legislatures of the EU member states must vote on the measure. Yeah, EU, for sure. All I'm telling you is this is what's going on. So why do I say it'll be at a theater near you? Hey, is Michael Bloomberg's $500 million going to seed that cause, Kurt?
Good point.
If it goes from the EU and the Canadians take inspiration from the EU, then do you think we'll take inspiration from the Canadians and the EU? Now, it doesn't sound inspired to me. But here's the problem with this whole climate change discussion, Kurt. It is true that we believe as Christians that we are given the earth by God and we are to be good stewards thereof. Right?
All right.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
So, you know, we go so far in this discussion. And the question becomes, hey, if the plastic is getting in the ocean and causing a problem, what do you do about it, Kurt? Do you just have government be the solution and government ban plastics? Or might there be a better way?
Everything they go to war with.
They destroy everything and they just make it worse. All we're going to do is have a more and more and more environmental problem as government continues to declare war on it when you once use plastics. Mm-hmm. What is the answer, Kurt? Any idea?
Yeah, we could start by keeping the Ten Commandments.
That'd be a good idea. We could also intelligently say, hey, if straws are, causing problems in the ocean, is there a better answer, Kurt? Where do you use a straw mostly, Kurt? Can I just ask you that question?
I don't really even use a straw, Sam, but
Where do people use straws? I know Kurt's always the exception to everything. I'm talking about humans.
Soda pop.
Yeah, soda pop or water or anything else. 9 times out of 10, it's when you're out and about, Kurt, at a restaurant or somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. At an event or whatever. 9 times out of 10, what do you do with your straw?
Me?
Yeah.
Or what people
Everybody.
Do? I don't know.
You represent the public, Kurt. We're not talking about Kurt Crosby. Kurt doesn't do anything anybody else does. Okay? Understand that for starters.
Uh-huh.
Right? Most people sleep at night. Kurt doesn't. So, you know, I get that nothing applies to Kurt. But most of us use straws, and we primarily use straws when we're out and about. And we normally just take the straw and throw it away like everything else.
Quit getting out and about. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need an assigned straw, Sam, and you would get it once a month, and then you would need to return it.
Oh, an assigned one.
Yeah, you know.
Well, people are doing that, Kurt. They're assigning themselves straws right now. They're buying these metal straws for like $8. And they fold up into a little kit, and then they, you know, use their metal straw, and they say, hey, I don't need to ruin the environment and destroy the turtles and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
That's right.
But it seems to me that, Kurt, couldn't we... What if we were to burn most of our trash, Kurt?
Oh, Sam, I mean, that's a terrible plan. I mean, because we did that when I was a kid. Now what you do, you don't burn it because, see, it would put off emissions. And so you haul it. You take it from places like, you know, you take your trash from... you know, Canada, and you send it to the Philippines.
Yeah, see, and then they complain and talk trash, and then you send it back.
That's right. See, and, you know, that way there's no emissions. Of course,
what about the emissions to get it to the Philippines?
Yeah, good point. You don't want to bring that up.
See, it's kind of like solar panels. They create, there's no emissions from them. And I get after you build a panel, then there might not be emissions while you use the panel. But what about building the panel? Then what about destroying the panel? And the answer is there is no game for free, Kurt. There's always repercussions. The question is, how do we be as most responsible as we possibly can about the repercussions? Right? Seems to me that there ought to be a way to, and here's the problem. They want to charge me to recycle, but then I hear they're not even recycling. So they charge me like $10 a month.
Happy to take your money.
To put my stuff in a certain can, and then I hear later that they're not even recycling. You want to know why they're not, Kurt?
Cost too much.
Too expensive. So the only answer is to raise Sam's costs of recycling, see?
Well, sure, Sam.
But there's got to be a way, Kurt, that people could recycle in a more appropriate way. We need to develop recycle on-site technologies. You know, just imagine if the average restaurant said, put your straw here once you're done with it. Put it in the straw bin. I think people would. And then they could take that, and couldn't they make new straws out of it, Kurt?
They could. See.
Couldn't there be a whole industry where you could just make straws out of straws?
Imagine that.
And plastic lids out of plastic lids. You know, you could just... I mean, can't you turn plastic into plastic?
Mm-hmm. Sure seems like. Seems like you wouldn't even have to turn plastic into plastic if it already was plastic.
Oh, good point. So you're saying you could just remold it? What's the word for plastic, Kurt? Is it mold?
There's a fancy... You might use the word recycle.
No, I don't want to use that. That has too many political overtones.
Yeah.
See? All I'm telling you is it just seems to me that we're being played for suckers. When ABC News is scorched for wrong climate predictions, it illustrates, ladies and gentlemen, just how fear-mongering the entire climate change crowd really is. Now, why don't we take out the fear-mongering and the political overtones and the force element and the financial discussions, and why don't we find on best practice? Find solutions on best practice. But it's all about $500 million from one Michael Bloomberg. It's all about trusting Justin Trudeau and the people over in the EU forcing the discussion on once-use plastics, etc. There's a better answer. There's a better answer, too. We had really hoped that Missouri would be the first state to get rid of all abortion clinics, Kurt, but a robed judge shut it down. Headline says, last Missouri abortion clinic wins, quote, reprieve in the courts. Did you see this?
Nope.
Yeah, I guess the last clinic that provides abortions will be able to continue, they say. We had hoped, but a single activist judge shut us down. Well, I shouldn't say that. Shut us down. Kept the pro-death agenda going, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Now, how come no one's challenging this judge?
Great point, Sam.
You know what we need, Kurt? We probably need a
wouldn't
Larry
want
Klayman
him
over
to be
there.
Impeached.
Mm-hmm. I would. I want that dude to be impeached. That I want to say you cannot run around and administer death using the courts of this land. We're not going to tolerate it. The whole purpose for government is pro-life. When if government doesn't protect life, liberty, and property, what good is it? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying government's not good. I'm just trying to define their responsibilities, right? Anyway, what a sad tale to tell. Hey, Kurt, InfoWars got in trouble. Did you hear this? But they're calling it a win.
No, what happened?
All right, Alex Jones and InfoWars. This is a very complicated story, but do you know who Matt Fury is, Kurt?
Matt Fury?
Fury, yeah. F-U-R.
He's probably full of fury.
I-E. Matt Fury.
I don't know. I don't.
Well, he's the creator of that thing called Pepe the Frog, Kurt.
Okay, I've heard of that, but
all right.
I really
well, Pepe the Frog is a cartoon kind of character or whatever, and they say white supremacists took it over. And so the Anti-Defamation League branded Pepe as the hate symbol back in September 2016, I guess, and promoted Mark's efforts to reclaim his character from the white supremacists, okay? Well, anyway, Alex Jones and InfoWars created a bunch of posters having Pepe the Frog on it and all this kind of stuff, and they got busted and challenged and had to go to court. Matt Fury, this guy that created this, took Alex Jones to court and won $15,000 to resolve the copyright discussion. Now, Matt was asking for big money, like $1 million or something, and it turns out that Alex Jones is calling it a win. They made $14,000 on the posters and had to pay out $15,000. So Alex Jones said, we would have paid that from the start. Why the expensive lawsuits? And it's a victory for us. I'm not sure who won in that except for the lawyers. And I don't know that, you know, when you say white supremacists, you're using this symbol. A lot of people have used the symbol in the past, Kurt. I don't see how a frog is racist. Anyway, very strange stuff. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Major League superstar David Ortiz's personal assistant speaking out about the Sunday shooting of Ortiz in a bar in the Dominican Republic. Leo Lopez speaking to reporters in Santo Domingo yesterday after the Sunday night shooting and calling it not robbery related and no doubt the act of hitmen. The 43-year-old Ortiz is now being treated at a hospital in Boston after the Red Sox sent a plane to the Dominican Republic to pick him up yesterday. Executives at some of America's leading companies say new restrictive abortion laws enacted by a number of state legislatures recently are bad for business. More than 180 CEOs writing an open letter urging lawmakers to step back from those laws that were passed recently in states including Alabama, Georgia, and Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
A Los Angeles County deputy sheriff fighting for his life after being shot in the head while getting fast food while off duty. He was at a Jack in the Box where this worker there says,
when I heard a loud bang, I didn't know what it was at first, you know, I was surprised. I see customers running everywhere like crazy, you know, fleeing. That's when I go and lean over and check and I see the body on the ground.
The deputy, whose name's not been released, is reportedly in critical condition. There is no apparent motive for the shooting, and there's no word on whether the shooter is in custody. Authorities are still investigating yesterday's fatal helicopter crash in New York City. The chopper crashing onto the roof of a building in Midtown Manhattan, killing the pilot. The weather was rainy and overcast at the time, but authorities are also, while looking into what caused the crash, looking into why the pilot was flying in restricted airspace as Trump Tower is just a few blocks away from the crash scene. This is USA Radio News.
All right, TPUSA is in the news, ladies and gentlemen. It's a student organization, Kurt. What's this called, Turning Point USA?
That's right, Sam.
It's a high school organization.
Yeah, I just am not very familiar with it. But in this case, this piece, bottom line is, Sam, they had these signs up at this high school. They were called pro-America signs. And, for example, they say, one of them said, at the schools, when they've got a rival, for example, they'll say something like Notre Dame sucks, you know, when they're talking about the other school. So in this piece, they talk about, America is the greatest country in the world. And this is what they put up. This triggered some people on the campus. In other words, really made them upset. They had big government sucks. Those are, you know, phrases they had up, and it really ticked off some people. It says administration there was upset because they could offend people who were from another country and had family in another country. But these people argued that we have rivalries with other schools where they say stuff about other teams. It says, so what's the problem with saying that America is the greatest country in the world when we think West Haven is the greatest high school in the world, and that might offend people who would transfer from another high school. The student went on to explain that after the pro-America signs triggered these leftist administrators, the TPUSA group invited Connecticut GOP Chairman J.R. Romano to their next meeting, which was met with online attacks by a board education member in another school district. So the bottom line is, Sam, there are certain things you can put up, you know, like you can put up crazy things that I think are, you know, against, you know, decorum, etc. And yet, if you put up stuff like Make America Great Again hat, you know, or America is the greatest country in the world, then you're going to upset people, Sam. And
boy,
so
howdy.
Repercussions,
so the teachers are
that,
giving all kinds of blowback, saying how dare these kids attack the teachers and, you know, attack the school and da-da-da, and it's a big old to-do.
Yeah, but they don't have to worry about having the Ten Commandments up there and pray in there, you know. I mean, it's
darn right.
It's a safe zone for that. I mean, you know.
Now they say teachers triggered by America is the greatest country signs. Now, we say that all the time, Kurt. Now, the guy's name is Dan Gallipoli, right?
Yep.
And Dan is the student there speaking out about this, and I commend Dan. I don't really like, I mean, I support the big government sucks idea, because I agree with it. Mm-hmm. Out of control government sucks. Rogue government sucks. The proper role of government is a wonderful thing. Let's be very clear, and let's make sure we highlight that. Because I'm not anti-government. I know people claim that I am, but they lie. Okay, I'm just for the proper role of constitutional limited government. You know what? That which we can do for ourselves, we ought to do for ourselves. Government plays a necessary role, a limited and a divided role. We need to divide power vertically and horizontally for our safety. But other than that, I think government has a valuable purpose. And we can't lose sight of that purpose just because we get frustrated with government is the point. And when he basically says that, hey, you know, America's the greatest country on the earth. America's the greatest country signs. I like that, Kurt. I think we ought to be celebrating that. Problem is, you can't be for America now. It's bad.
It's almost like when you say, hey, you know, you celebrate your white heritage or your black heritage or something like that. That
well,
you can
white
do
heritage,
it.
No. If black heritage, certain, fine.
Yeah, that's what I mean, you know. It's just not the way it should be.
We ought to celebrate all good things, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, if they're in Mexico or Bangladesh or anywhere else, and they're like, hey, man, Mexico's the greatest country on the earth, I hope they say that, and I hope they do their darndest to make it true.
To make it true, yeah, good point.
Yeah, darn right, I hope that. I hope that for Bangladesh or any other country. I hope they embrace principles that make their countries great, by all means.
That's right.
Just imagine if we had kind of a rivalry among countries to try to lower taxes and free the people and reject death and promote life and save money and protect citizens and work together. And just imagine if we did that. The only thing I a little bit disagree with is this. I don't want to trash anybody else in my effort to make things great for me. And I don't want to trash anybody else, you know. I just want to make things good for me. And then I want to help others make things good for them. See how radical that gets? My point is, if it's good for me and I want to make it good for me, that doesn't mean I want any bad for anybody else. All right, Rand Paul's in the news, Kurt. Talking about the deep state. Deep state
yeah,
ignored
that,
order
Sam.
To pull John Brennan's security clearance, Kurt.
Well, and he's pointing out the, you know, the fact that the there's a little bit of a problem. It's called the swamp, Sam. And in this case, you know, he's bringing up the fact that this guy, John Brennan, you know, shouldn't be there. And yet, you know, there's no real repercussions for these higher level guys, right?
Yes,
that's what
sir.
We see.
Anyway, why would the deep state ignore the order to pull the security clearance card?
Yeah, that's a great point. They would ignore it because he's one of theirs, right? This is a Breitbart piece, and if you're not familiar with most folks know who Rand Paul is. He's a they call him the junior senator from Kentucky. The senior one's Mitch McConnell, you know, the lion of the Senate. But anyway, this guy, John Brennan, you know, is a former CIA director. And there, well, this is what Rand Paul said on CNN. He slammed the intelligence community over a recent report that claimed it defied an order from President Donald Trump to revoke the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan. So who's the president? Well, you got to ask yourself that question, you know. President Trump might be the president in name only, where the other guys just do what they want. Right, Sam?
That's what it looks like to me. I don't like the admission of that, Kirk, because the repercussions are scary.
Yeah.
But I have to admit the truth that it sure looks that way. What do you mean they just defied an order? Is there accountability for that? Does the president have authority to order that?
Good point. Here's what the host on CNN, or hostess, I guess you would say, said to Rand Paul. Said, I want to ask you, because you've been a really critic of John Brennan, who has been a critic of President Trump. You've not been a big fan of him. You've said that he's a former CIA director under President Obama. What do you think about this recent New York Times story that Brennan still has his security clearance? This was such a big, I guess, promise of the president's, demand of the president. He said he was going to pull it, and he still has it. Senator Rand Paul said, well, this is what worries me. People talk about the deep state. Now the deep state is actually protecting their own and not listening to the president's orders. I was sitting in the White House when President Trump said, I want his security clearance taken. And I saw the order given. I saw the chief of staff was there. Not the current chief of staff, the previous chief of staff. And if they're working against the odds of the president, that really does disrupt our country, does disrupt a representative democracy where the president makes a decision. And if someone is countermanding that, I think we need to get to the bottom of that. I hope President Trump will say, who is countermanding my orders? I said, get rid of his clearance. And I do think Brennan has been a partisan. And I think Brennan also abused his office in developing the Trump investigation. I think it was done under false pretenses and done for political reasons. So there you have it, Sam. Rand Paul.
Well, good for Rand for highlighting this. I don't think he's going to get any support from anybody, though. He'll be a lone voice in the wilderness.
Good point.
Except for guys like us that support what he's saying and highlight the truth in this. You know, poor Donald can't keep up with it all. He tried, got shut down, and there you go.
Yep.
All right, there's a headline. Kurt's got a headline. I've got a headline. Same topic. Headline says this: homelessness becomes crisis among students. USA Today is the one I have, Kurt. Mm-hmm. You have another one you just sent me, but the topic's the same. Let's talk about them.
Very good. Yeah, the one I sent you says that in L.A. you got 16,000 people living in their cars.
So the bottom line is homelessness becomes a massive crisis for students and everybody else in L.A. Let's talk about it in a second. Sam and Kurt on your radio. This is LibertyRoundtable.com.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
This is serious business. Los Angeles homelessness crisis worsens. 16,000 living in cars. Now, part of the problem with this discussion, ladies and gentlemen, is they won't discuss certain things. So they're willing to tell you that there's a Los Angeles homelessness crisis. They're willing to say that it's worsening. They're willing to say that 16,000 live in cars. Their willingness to say that it's causing a crisis among students, USA Today with the headline. You want to comment on this, Kurt, first? All right, I'll try to get Kurt back.
You know, Sam, okay, sorry. You know, when you look at this whole thing about the homelessness there in L.A., you know, what you got is basically... just so you know, Sam, they say, according to the L.A. Times, a single mobile bathroom, you know, these are those, we call them, what, porta-potties, you know, or honey, I mean, they say they can cost roughly $300,000 a year in basic operations alone. That's like $1,000 a day, Sam. I mean, they must have some real expensive stuff there, but... Anyway, the city's trying to take care of this homelessness problem, and now they've even got little parking areas where they've got homeless parking where you can park in there, and then they've got security for it, etc. They figure about $30 a head per night. So, you know, if they really go at it, man, you know, maybe
who's
going to
pay the $30 a head? The reason that the people are there, they can't afford $30 a night. If you can afford that,
well, they don't charge the people.
Oh,
they
just steal from the taxpayers.
Tax dollars. That's right.
I see. Well, here's my problem with the discussion. I see these big, long articles telling you how horrible it is. They tell you about a girl that didn't want to admit it, and then she had to let go of her pride. And they tell you about these students that are suffering, and they tell you about, you know, hey, students that are getting a two-year degree, 20% of them are having, you know, shelter problems and food, you know, availability problems. And they go on and on and on and on. And every time they say government just can't produce enough, it's going to take billions and billions and years to get out of this. And they go on and on. They say maybe people can lend a spare bedroom in their home to a homeless person for up to 6 months, or they look for better shelter accommodations. And they go on and on about this, Kurt. And I don't mean to be... offensive in this discussion. When we bring up the homeless, people usually pick us apart pretty good, Kurt, and they say how uncaring and hostile and angry and hate-filled we really are. And, you know, we've never been homeless, or we would be able to explain, etc. But you got to debate what homelessness is, Kurt, in the first place. They say if you're living in your car, you're homeless. And I got a question. Is living in a garage homeless? Because I've lived in a garage before, Kurt. So I bring this up to say I do know a little bit about it. And I do understand that it's a very difficult situation, and I don't mean to mock it in any way. And I don't mean to undermine and or suggest the problem isn't huge, because it is. The problem is becoming massive. If you don't believe me, go just drive to Seattle, Washington, and drive on the freeways or Vegas or on the outskirts along the highway, you'll see homelessness camps all over the place. And we're seeing more and more and more and more of it in America. But the more government tries to solve the problem, Kurt, the more homelessness we see. So the first thing I would say is we need to get government out of the way so that we can actually solve the problem. And I know people would just say, oh, Sam, you're crazy. The problem would be 10 times worse if government got out of it. I don't think so. The more government decides to get in the middle of it, the government hates competition, so they shut everybody else down that tries to do something about it. But there's a lot that could be done, but they won't let you. They won't let you. And I'll give you an example in a second, Kurt. But this issue is serious. And the question is, why is it getting worse? And the question is, what could be done to turn it around? The problem is, Kurt, my discussion, my points, my view won't even be allowed at the table of discussion, Kurt. There's a lot that could be done, but no one's willing to do it. The first thing I would do, Kurt, because this is Solutions Radio, is I would get government out of the mix. And I would rely on the philanthropists, on the humanitarian folks, on the religious organizations, on the, you know, be a good neighbor. I would highlight this. I would promote it with free advertising, meaning free advertising can be had if those are willing to provide it for free. For example, I'm willing to run radio commercials and things like that to highlight this problem and to highlight natural, love your neighbor, true charity solutions. I'm willing to advertise that for free at my expense to promote solutions, Kurt. And I think there are a lot of solutions, but it's not in government. It's not in handouts, and it's not in stealing from the taxpayers. Look, my first question is, why do these people all have to be in L.A. in the first place where it's so expensive nobody can survive? I couldn't afford to live there, Kurt. Houses cost $1 million. I can't afford to live there at all, Kurt. So the first thing I would do is explain to these people, you got to go somewhere less expensive where you can actually, you know, afford it. But the second question is, when the government owns so much land and there's so much regulation in America, Kurt, let's say that I wanted to be a nice guy, a philanthropist, a good guy. And let's say that I said, I want a piece of ground out in the middle of nowhere. And I'm going to take this, you know, 50-acre piece of ground out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm going to create a homeless camp out of it. And I'm going to provide security, and I'm going to provide porta-potties, and I'm going to provide, tents. And I'm going to, and then I'm going to slowly but surely let this community kind of build itself and find ways to work or find ways to bring in money and eventually support themselves and create a community. Here's the first problem I'm going to face. Kurt, are you ready?
Government is going to be upset.
Buddy, it's like trying to build Noah's Ark.
That's right.
I ain't going to get that done. I'm going to be so regulated out of existence, I won't even get it off the ground. First off, where am I going to get the ground, Kurt? Secondly, second I do it, they're going to say, you can't put that many people here without security, without fire hydrants, without some kind of a police authority or some kind of a, okay, and they're going to just shut me. It's not happening in our county. It's a disaster. It's a safety risk. And my response is, oh, yeah, like building a homeless camp just outside of the freeway because people have no choice, that kind of a risk?
Right.
Okay, and then let's say that I found churches that were willing to fund the tents and the basic camp. Right? Now let's say that I want people to work, Kurt. Now, the first problem I'm going to face is if somebody goes to work for me, I got to pay them what, Kurt?
Minimum wage.
Okay, I can't pay them enough to do well that might compete with the Chinese or that might give them a start, a foothold. Because I got to pay the minimum wage. And now I got to put them on my payroll. And now I got to have my both sides of FICA. And I mean, I can go on if you want the real discussions. It's complicated as all get out. And then I better have a corporate license to do all this. And then I better have a food handler license if I give anybody any food, buddy. And it goes on to the point where, Kurt, you can't solve this problem if you want to. You've just taken it in my hand to where I could probably support 4 or 5 or 10 or 20 homeless or a family or two or whatever on very meager circumstances, but 10 times safer and 10 times better than they've got.
Right.
To the point where you've just regulated and shut me down to where I can't get it done at all. All right, the Los Angeles crisis worsens. I'd love to help some of these people. I'd love to put them out in the middle of nowhere, give them a tent, give them food, help them go to school online, let them work part-time for me, very inexpensively. It could work for everybody, and it might be, hey, not perfect for the next couple of years while they get their feet on the ground, but it would be a safe place if we could hire the right security, at least safer than they've got by a long shot of the streets. Okay, but I don't see how to get that done. And I, by the way, I've researched and looked at solutions like this. I have a very great desire for humanitarian effort and philanthropy.
Well, I mean, Sam, we've talked about those printed homes, right? I mean, imagine if you put some of those things up.
Steel homes we've talked about, or the the sod.
They talked about them, you know, for like $4,000 a pop. You know, I mean,
yeah, and how real they are, I don't know.
Well, I know, but I mean, you know, you can see that you could print them. They're doing them in places like El Salvador.
They say they are. I just haven't seen one.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying there's a lot of options we brought to the table, from steel homes to what do they call them? straw bale homes to, cement homes to these homes, printed homes to. But whether you do that or whether you just do a tent, Kurt. Hey, is it better to live in a tent and have a possibility to go to maybe a digital center that was built on the property that was a simple building where there's, solutions there? Okay, how hard would it be to build a very basic city with the basics? And the answer is it would be really hard with the regulations and the requirements that we've demanded on in America by force. And then while the homeless are suffering, and I'm proposing solutions, John Cornyn's trashing Donald Trump, Kurt.
Yep, that's right, Sam. I mean, he's got to
get it done. Cornyn slams Trump for his Mexico tariffs. He's calling it a massive tax. On who? And if you say on the people, then I would say, well, then get rid of all the unconstitutional taxes like property tax and income tax. And then maybe the tax will be a lot more constitutional and a whole lot less massive, John. Kay Jewelers in the news, Kurt.
Kay Jewelers. Now I was trying to remember.
I guess this store refused service to a uniformed deputy because this guy, he was a deputy, understand this, right? He was armed, Kurt.
That's right. Yeah, he had his, piece with him. And so they say, hey, man, you can't be in here.
And then if there's somebody going berserk with a gun, they'd say, how come that guy didn't stop him? He was a police officer. He was a deputy or whatever. I mean, you just can't win.
You'd sure think they would be glad to have him there, especially glad to have a customer, you know. I mean, it's like anybody else wearing their outfit or whatever, right?
That's what I think. In fact, I would thank him for his service and say, what can I do for you, sir?
It's a Breitbart piece that happened in North Carolina, and, I kind of find that hard to believe. I was thinking maybe it would be New York or something, but
probably
jewelry
LA.
Store
would rather you
in
go homeless,
Statesville, North Carolina, wouldn't allow an armed uniformed deputy to enter the store and pick up an engagement ring for his fiancée.
So they're against marriage now, too, I guess. All right, last story before the end of the hour. Woman says she is honored to be given gift of life as she aborts twins. Kurt, final words yours on this one.
Think about it, Sam. So this lady kills these two babies and somehow she's honored for it? Up is down and down is up. It's just, man.
All I can tell you is this. Our prayers are with all these people, Kurt. They need our prayers big time. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational. I don't even know that I want to talk about some of these topics being entertaining, but hopefully we've delivered it in a a way that gives you hope and encouragement, and a way that you can highlight the problems and do something about them. LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.